All right, let's jump right into the world of our furry mates. The cats and their amazing fetching habits, especially around the jolly season of Christmas. Picture us on a wild adventure, uncovering the secrets of these playful creatures and what it means for their happiness. Think about a cozy Christmas scene, where your cat, usually a bit of a loner, shocks you by joining in a game of fetch. This isn't just a one-off, but a real thing that boffins have been studying. Cats, often thought to be a bit lazy or standoffish, are actually keen on interacting with their humans, especially through fetching. This isn't just a bit of fun, it's dead set important for their happiness. Now, about this fetching thing in cats, it's like little Joey's learning to hop heaps of cats are born to fetch. Picture a young kitten, not even a year old, chasing and bringing back a toy, just like a little lion cub honing its hunting skills. For an amazing 94.4. If these little athletes haven't been taught to fetch, it's just in their nature, like a croc's instinct to snap at its prey. And when we talk about different types of cats, Siamese cats, with their dazzling blue eyes, are the top dogs in fetching. But it's not all about the breed. A huge 80 cc's of the best fetchers are mixed breed, showing that this fetching passion runs deep in the cat world. Well, cats love chasing all sorts of toys like a mini cheetah. Chasing its prey, they're not picky. They'll go after anything from catnip toys to a scrunched up paper. It's the thrill of the chase and the victory lap back that they love. Playing is crucial in a cat's life. Just like watching a mini safari at home, they stalk, pounce and leap, copying their wild ancestors. This play isn't just for kicks. It's essential for letting out their natural instincts. The playtime is a joy and keeps cats healthy, preventing grumpiness and acting as a substitute for hunting in the wild. It's vital for keeping our kitty friends fit and smart, like a dingo needs to roam to stay chipper. Playing with your cat is like going on a journey to understand them better. You'll learn what they like and how long they want to play. It's not just about fun. It's about building a bond as strong as a koala's love for eucalyptus. Cats do want affection from us. Studies show they seek more social contact after being away for a while, just like a Joey and its mum. It's a heartwarming reminder of the deep connection we share with our pets. Understanding your cat during playtime is key. And a cat bringing a toy is like a dolphin offering a fish. It's an invite to bond and play. Knowing when your cat's had enough play is just as important to keep it fun for both of you. But getting the hang of your cat's body language and respecting their play style, you're setting up for more fun times ahead. It's about mutual respect, like the relationship between a diver and a great white. So to wrap it up, cats aren't just our laid-back mate sunbathing. They're complex, playful beings who love joining in with us, especially in games like fetch. This Christmas, as we watch our cat pals chase toys with joy, let's remember these playful times are key for their health and happiness. By joining in these games, we strengthen our bond with our furry family, creating a joyful life together. Remember, the special bond we share with our animal buddies is a treasure. It makes our lives and theirs richer. So this festive season, let's celebrate the unique connection we have with our fetching cat mates. Happy holidays and happy fetching.